And please remember, there's going to be a quiz at the end, so take a lot of notes. Help me welcome again Dr. Sean Talbot.
Thank you. Let me turn this on. Thanks, you guys. Really appreciate you being here. Let me see if I can get this mic going.
Okay, you're on mute, so you just press that. Testing.
Can you hear me? Ah, look at that. Technology is working for us. Before I start, can we, I got to give a password over here. Can we get a round of applause to Laura, please, for setting up a fantastic... Awesome. So I'm gonna talk for an hour, maybe, right? So hang in there, because I'm going to go fast. I've got a lot of stuff to talk about to you guys today. There's tons and tons and tons of research, and I'm going to talk about some of it. Some of it is already posted on my website. These slides and this talk that I'm recording right now are going to be posted at my blog, which is just my name, SeanTalbot.com. It'll be an MP3. You'll be able to download it. You'll be able to put it on your iPod. You'll be able to send the link to people to listen to if they weren't here. But I want to try to cover a lot of ground. And I'm going to start off with this. You know, one of the things that I love about what's already been said this morning is there's been a common theme of teamwork going through this whole thing, right? People, I come out to a lot of these cities, and people always will say to me things like, you know, love what you're doing, you know, can't believe the products that you're coming out with. It just give me all these accolades, right? But we have an amazing R&D team. We've got a team of people that is helping us develop skincare products. Natalie Chevreau is probably one of the best skincare developers in all of the industry. We just hired somebody, Rachel Jones from the University of Utah, who's helping us design a world-leading weight loss platform. We have Stephen Ford, who helps us with the education platform, you know, the LifeVantage Lab videos that we put out. We have, you know, last night, I was up way too late last night because we were partying and eating gumbo and things like that, which was fantastic. But when I got back to my hotel room, I opened up my laptop and I was looking at the new data that we have on the True Science skincare system that Natalie had just sent me. I'm looking at the new data on a product development project, I can't tell you what it is, that Rachel sent me. All of this kind of stuff keeps coming in, and I couldn't do it if I didn't have a team. We couldn't do this business if we didn't have the team. So it's really important. I wanted to share this with you for me to start. This is our vision and mission statement that we have in our research and development department. And you'll notice it's not just about product. It's not just about science. That's an important aspect of it, of course, because we're product people. But you see here, when we think about, even in the R&D team, when we think about what LifeVantage is, we think of this as a lifestyle development company. And you heard a little bit about that when people were asked, when the elites came up here and said, what's your one word, right? You heard friendship, you heard freedom, you heard teamwork, you heard, you know, all of that kind of stuff about people designing their own perfect life, right? That's really what it is. The products can be a piece of that, but the products have to reach a wider audience for any of us to live that. So there's our vision, to help people around the world develop their best selves and live their best lives. And that's kind of what I'm going to try to weave this through. You know, it is partly about Nrf2, and it's partly about oxidative stress, and it's partly about better energy levels. And, you know, those are all kind of the details of getting us to the ultimate goal, which is to help everybody be that best version of themselves. And then here's our mission. This is like the guiding thing that we try to think of every day when we're in the office. Bring innovation and inspiration through a compelling global business opportunity, offering science-based products that help everyone feel, look, and perform their best. So I'm gonna say this now in case I forget to say it at the end. This isn't a business about you guys becoming nutritionists or cosmetics experts or, you know, Nrf2 nerds or whatever. You know, you don't have to know the details of the business, right? Does anybody have a smartphone? Yeah. Right? Do you know how that thing works? Yeah, it's a computer. You press the button and it works, right? You don't know anything about the processor that's in there, or the photo detector on that camera, or the radio in there that helps with the GPS, or the cell connection. None of us know about that kind of stuff. We just know how we use it, right? That's what we're trying to build into these products, that there's a lot of really complicated science, which I think is cool, so I'm going to talk about it in a little bit. But you don't have to become that scientific expert to do this business. This business is about sharing that opportunity, finding the people who are interested in it, not convincing people, right? When I talk up here, you're going to see that I get really excited about what we have in our hands. But I'm not trying to convince you of it. I'm not trying to change your mind about anything. I'm putting it out there for people to make their own decision about it. If they decide they're interested and they're excited about it, they're going to do something with it. It's very similar to, this is an exciting time in LifeVantage. You know, we say a lifestyle development company. Sometimes I'll say to people, you know, LifeVantage is kind of like a $200 million startup because we have lots of sales, publicly traded company, tons of research studies, a huge infrastructure in several countries around the world, and no one's ever heard of us before, right? It really, I mean, even my friends, they'll say, what is that you're doing now? And I'll tell them LifeVantage, and I have to explain to them exactly what we do, because even the people who are closest to me don't know what LifeVantage is, has never heard of it before. So, you know, there's a lot of opportunity here. I lost my train of thought, but it'll come back to me. What this business is about for me, from a product perspective, is this. It's all about balance, right? We will get into the details of how you maintain this balance in your body, but at its simplest level, what we're doing is maintaining balance in our bodies, in our minds, in our each individual of the trillions of cells in our body. We're maintaining balance in that cell. We're maintaining balance at the level of the DNA, our genetic material. And I can say those kinds of things, which would sound ridiculous to say out loud, except for the data that we have, right? All of the 20 studies that we have on Protandim are really showing metabolic balance or cellular balance. The studies that we have on True Science are showing the same thing. The studies we have on Axia are showing the same thing. It's about maintaining balance in the body. And the reason that's important, I think, for people to understand is that when we're out of balance, when we think about the world that we live in, and we think about the fact that this sometimes is going to be our dinner, right? It just is, right? That's the world that we live in. Those are things that cause metabolic imbalances, right? Those are things that can set us off. So, you know, this idea of us living in a stressful world, stress is a way to think about cellular imbalance, whether it's stress of being stressed out, you know, the bills and the traffic and the deadlines and the holiday season and all that kind of stuff are all sources of stress. That stress gets transmitted through our whole body and causes cellular disruption. So with my training, my PhD is in nutritional biochemistry. So when I think about this kind of a world and I think about stress, I'm thinking about biochemical stress. I'm thinking about things like that food right there, that's going to cause oxidation in the body. That's a kind of stress. It's going to lead to more inflammation. That's a kind of cellular stress. The psychological stress is going to lead to changes in stress hormones, and that's going to disrupt blood sugar levels, and that's a kind of cellular stress. So all of those different things we can just think of as stress. And when we start thinking of it in that kind of a term, where everyone's heard of that, it makes it a lot more logical for people to understand, all right, we're maintaining cellular stress. What are some of those things that could cause my cells stress? What could cause me imbalance in the body? What could set me off? So when somebody says to me, you know, well, I've got this disease, I've got fibromyalgia, I've got depression, I've got arthritis, I've got whatever that quote-unquote disease process is, I always try to reframe that and say, whoa, we're not talking about diseases here. In each of those conditions that I just named, at the heart of that is some sort of a cellular disruption. That cell is out of balance. If I can get that cell back in balance, I can help that person perform better. I can improve their health. I can improve how they feel. But look at this list. Look at the sources of stress in our lives, things that can cause that cellular stress by setting us out of balance. Emotional stress, physical stress, environmental stress, non-optimal diet. This is just a short list. There's a long, long list of things that can cause us to be out of balance in our lives. Of that list, what do you think is the number one most prevalent cause of stress? Emotional stress, yeah. What anyone in particular? I'm going to put you on the spot because you're the first one to say it. Which of those emotional stressors do you think is the biggest one?
Money.
Yeah, it's bills. It's financial stress, isn't it? Yeah. And it's, you know, you'll notice there's no earthquakes up there. There's no Hurricane Katrinas, right? There's no, none of that kind of like life-threatening stress. These are all what we refer to, people who study this, chronic stressors. There are these low-grade chronic stressors that are there in the back of your mind all the time. And nothing gets any more chronic than financial stress. It's always there. It's there when you wake up in the morning. It's there, I think my thing just went out. Maybe the battery died.
Or did you hit mute? Try again.
No, I think, here, press that.
It's new batteries.
Oh, okay. I think the battery's dying. So if this dies again, I'll just it died again. Can you hear me without it? Okay, so I'm gonna try to talk loud. If you can't hear me in back, go like this. Go like that. Oh, they're already going like that. Alright. I'll use the handheld.
And I will. You want me to go try to get back?
Is that okay? No? Mute?
On mute. That's all.
It's my magnetic personality, right? I'm there. No? No? There. I'm back. All right. What was I talking about? Oh, I was talking about financial stress, right? It's always there. It's the first thing you think of when you wake up, last thing you think of when you go to bed. It's the bill, it's the how you're going to pay for the presents under the Christmas tree, right? It's that thing that's always, always there. So I'm not going to talk about the business opportunity, but there's obviously that we can talk about to sort of solve that piece of it. But what happens when you have that sort of low-grade chronic stress going on is that it's transmitted through the body biochemically and hormonally and through neurotransmitters, and all that kind of stuff changes so that you can literally show me a biochemical printout from somebody, and I wouldn't know what their stress was. I would just know biochemically they're the same. So these athletes that I work with, overtrained athletes, have more oxidation than average. They have more inflammation. They have more stress hormones. Somebody who's stressed out by their finances has more stress hormones, has more oxidation, has more inflammation. Somebody who's trying to diet to lose weight, they're cutting their calories back, they have all of those same changes in biochemistry. Somebody who's a short sleeper, who gets only 6 hours a night instead of 8 hours a night, that person has these biochemical stressors throughout their whole body. And the thing that's both fascinating and scary about studying it is that you can trace that biochemistry right through their body and show how it changes their behavior. It changes how they feel. It changes how they look. It changes everything about their body and their mind just because they had that little bit of stress. And the thing that kind of depresses me a little bit is that when I go out and I talk around the country, I'll talk to so many people who just kind of accept it. They just go, well, it's just that's how it is. That's how my life is. And it's almost a defeatist mentality because they don't know that there's a solution. They don't know there's a way that they can get out of that. And it's actually a fairly easy way to do it, right? So I'm gonna move on to the next one. People will ask me sometimes, you know, how do you do that? How do you rebalance the body when my life is this stressful quagmire? Where do we get in R&D, where do we get the ideas for these rebalancing products, you know? How do we come to the formulas that we have here in Axio, in True Science, in Protandem, in Canine Health? Well, a lot of it is not our ideas, right? People think sometimes we just, you know, we sit around and then all of a sudden the light bulb goes off and we go, Eureka! And we run out and we have a formula, right? It's really not as sexy as that, you know? It literally is looking back 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 years ago to see what natural options were used by traditional medical systems. So I look to traditional Greek medicine. I look to traditional Chinese medicine. I look to traditional Indian medicine or Ayurveda. Those are where the five ingredients that you find in Protandem came from. They're a combination of traditional Chinese medicine therapies and traditional Indian medicine therapies. And the thing that's cool about having that as a background, it gives us ideas, but then we can apply Western scientific techniques to find out, oh, this is the bioactive in that root that actually has this biological outcome, and then a psychological outcome. So it's really this idea of East meeting West and bringing the best to bear to give you products that are very unique. When I study it, the kind of work that I've done for the last 10 or 12 years is all around this idea, something that we call vigor. Vigor, you can see the definition of it here, it's a combination of three psychological factors: physical energy, mental acuity, and emotional well-being, all in one. We can measure things like depression separately. We can measure confusion or brain fog separately. But vigor is this kind of holistic way of people just feeling awesome, right? When you have vigor in your body, you know it. Because when it's gone, you sure as heck know it. Does anyone know what the opposite of vigor is in psychology research? It begins with a B. Think about if you had none of this. If your physical energy was gone, you had brain fog, and you just felt crappy, and it began with a B, what would you call it?
Burnout.
Burnout. Usually people just say blah. Blah. you wouldn't feel blah. Burnout's the opposite of psychological vigor. And we know that by rebalancing somebody's biochemistry, you can help them feel better. You can rebalance their biochemistry and improve their vigor, reduce their burnout, bring back their energy levels. But people won't usually say vigor, right? They'll use other words for it. These are some of the things that go into a study of helping somebody feel that good. So vigor, cortisol, that's the body's primary stress hormone. Of course, stress in all its various forms. Inflammation, antioxidants, energy levels, balance, blah, blah, blah. You can see all the things that go into a discussion of what vigor is all about. But like I said, people won't use that word. They'll very often just say energy, right? If their energy is high, they know it. If their energy is low, they know it. But there are all kinds of other words that people will use to describe what's going on in their bodies. In traditional Chinese medicine, it's called qi. In traditional Ayurvedic, in Indian medicine, it's called prana. If you're an athlete, you might know, if you're firing on all cylinders, you're in the zone. And that's a physical thing and a psychological thing. All of that is all driven by our bodies being in balance or not in balance, our cells being under stress or being able to respond to that stress. And that's exactly what our products are all about. So, you know, if we use that word energy instead of vigor or qi or any of those other words, and we actually study it and find out what's driving that feeling of energy in people, what you find is that sometimes it's actually depression. Sometimes that person just doesn't feel as good as they want to feel, and they're not going to say necessarily, oh, I'm depressed, or oh, I'm blue, or oh, you know, I'm down in the dumps today, right? Sometimes they'll say that, but usually they'll just go, ah, I'm just exhausted. I'm just fatigued, right? So exhaustion is another way that we describe it. Sometimes they can't concentrate. Sometimes there's just like this cover brain fog that's going over, and you can't kind of get on task. And you're not going to say, well, I'm just confused today, right? Even though we can measure that in our research studies, they'll just say that they're tired, right? If you're stressed out, sometimes you'll say stressed, but a lot of times you'll just say tired. And so what we wanted to do with Axio, which I'll get to in a little bit, is get that idea of energy into a much more holistic way. So, you know, help somebody with their mood so their energy level is higher. Help somebody with their mental focus so their energy level is higher. And that idea comes from some of the studies that I've done in the past, right? So we would do studies about, all right, we're going to change your level of oxidative stress, and people would get higher energy levels. We're going to change your level of inflammatory stress, and their mental focus would get better. And you would change their level of something else, and they'd feel more energy or better mood or whatever. And one class that I was doing, somebody got up, we were a couple weeks through the program, and somebody got up and said, yeah, my energy's better, and here's what I'm doing with it. Somebody else got up and said, my mood's better. Somebody else got up and said their focus was better. And a woman in the middle got up and she says, you know, yeah, my energy's good, and my brain is back to where it was before, and I'm not as cloudy, and my mood, you know, she said all the different things, but none of that really, really captured it for her. She was feeling so good, but saying energy just wasn't it. And she didn't have the word for it. She wasn't going to say vigor. She wasn't going to say burnout. And she just went, I don't know. I just know I'm getting a lot more vacuuming done. And everybody laughed, and she felt really embarrassed, and she tried to kind of hide and things. And I had to single her out to say, no, that's exactly it. That's the kind of motivation that we want to get back in our bodies. That we want to have a kind of feeling where you feel like doing something with it. Somebody who was up here before said, one of the things that's amazing about this business is that you get into it and you accomplish something and you want to pay that forward. That's exactly what this is all about. And it all, you know, for someone like me who's a super nerd, I go, all right, how do we do that in somebody biochemically? And we trace it back through all the different twists and turns in your body, and we say, aha, it all comes back to this idea of cellular balance, reducing cellular stress, and then that sort of pays itself forward in that motivation. Okay, so that's what our products do. These are the big four levers that we know the most about biochemically, that we know can help somebody get to that state of feeling motivated, feeling their best and looking their best and performing their best. So oxidation and inflammation, these are different biochemical events, but they're very often chicken and egg scenario, so I put them in the same. Glycation, which is glucose control, allostation, which is cortisol stress hormone control. So, you know, I put that up there just to remind myself to say that biochemistry drives behavior. And all of these products up here rebalance our cellular stress, rebalance our biochemistry, rebalance our metabolism so that we can feel our best. That's the sort of secret sauce that they all share between them. And we do it, you know, I joke around with some of my colleagues that, you know, we're really in the weeds and seeds business, right? That's what we're doing, right? All of these herbal extracts and things that are in those products, like I said, 3,000 years ago, they might not have known that one of these roots had a particular bioactive compound in it that was going to have a biochemical effect that was going to lead to a psychological outcome. They just knew when they gave this root to somebody, their chi improved, right? Their life force, their feeling of vitality was better. And so they kept using it. Now, today, standing here in almost 2015, we can say, well, why? What's in that root that has the effect? What's the biochemistry of it? Can we improve it by combining it with other ingredients? And then we can measure those scientific outcomes. So this is a, you know, here almost in 2015, especially at LifeVantage, it is a wicked cool time because, you know, I said we're a $200 million startup, right? We have all the infrastructure, we have all the studies, we have all the pieces of the puzzle in place to explode when the time is right to explode. From my perspective as a scientist, it's already exploding. And this has been a really good year, 2014. Couple of months ago, I went, well, let me step back. In March, middle of March, I did a national radio tour where we did 20 radio programs around the country, all with health shows. Not a single one of those health shows had ever heard of Nrf2. Not a single one of those health shows had ever heard of the concept that your body can rebalance itself by producing its own protective antioxidant enzymes, right? So that says to me opportunity with a giant O. Fast forward a little bit to about 2 months ago, I was asked to speak at a conference called the American College of Lifestyle Medicine. Big conference, physicians who were trying to get people to eat right and exercise more and reduce their stress and all the things that we know we're supposed to do. I talked about cellular balance and specifically about Nrf2 activation. That presentation that I gave was selected at that American College of Lifestyle Medicine as the top scientific presentation of this year's conference, which tells me that they hadn't heard the story before and they all went, huh, that makes a heck of a lot of sense. And look at all the science behind it, right? So a group of experts in the area who had never heard it before. Last week, I was in Las Vegas at the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine conference and gave a presentation there about the same thing, cellular stress, rebalance with Nrf2 activation, keep the biochemistry balanced, people feel better and health, better health, all that kind of stuff. After the presentation, the LifeVantage booth was jammed. You couldn't even get by in the aisle because there were so many people there physicians who had never heard this story before, and it was a revelation to them, and they wanted to go get it. Next month, I'm going to be speaking at a conference in London, specifically a whole conference dedicated to NRF2, the science of NRF2. So I'm going to be speaking about phytonutrient activation of NRF2, how these weeds and seeds kinds of things can activate this process in the body that every pharmaceutical company around the world is trying to activate from a synthetic perspective, right? So I guarantee at that, there'll be pharmaceutical people there who are gonna go, huh, what, that can do what we're trying to do? And we already have the research to show it. So that was a little aside. But I wanna really spend some time talking about the products, how this idea that I led off with of maintaining that cellular balance, reducing cellular stress, is built into the heart of every single product that we have here at LifeVantage. So people will look at these, they'll look at Protandim, and they'll look at True Science, and I only have a picture of the anti-aging skin cream, but any of these, and they'll go, well, yeah, it's an antioxidant, I get that. Right? Has anybody ever said that to you guys? Yeah. Yeah, and I know how to do antioxidants, right? I'll go to the store and I'll get some vitamin C and I'll be good. It'd be do the same thing. Even if all we were doing was just an antioxidant effect, that'd be a good thing because oxidative stress affects every single tissue in the body. And so you can see a chart like this. When I was at the anti-aging conference, literally every presenter had a different theme on this, right? Every single person was talking about how oxidative stress and inflammatory stress are at the heart of every kind of tissue dysfunction we could think of, right? But the problem with all of those talks was none of them had the exclamation point at the end that says, this is how you teach your body to protect itself from that oxidative damage. Not a single one was saying that. What most of them would say is, here's some vitamin C, here's some vitamin E, here's some beta carotene, here's some selenium. The standard approach that people have been spending billions of dollars on for the last 10, 15, 20 years, right? So what we're doing, that different approach of not telling people to take antioxidants, but instead telling people to make their own antioxidants by activating that NRF2 pathway, that's the future of medicine, because what people are doing right now is completely wrong. These studies that you see coming up here are examples that have been coming out over the last few years showing that when you do the standard approach, when you take that high dose of vitamin E or that high dose of beta carotene or any of the others, not only are you not protecting yourself like you think you are, you're causing damage in the body. You're causing more prostate cancer with vitamin E. You're causing more lung cancer with beta carotene. You're causing more skin cancer with some of these blended antioxidant supplements. You're increasing your risk for mortality, which is a bad side effect because that means that you're dying sooner than you ought to, right? It's hard to bounce back from that sort of a side effect. But these are studies where when I put this up at a conference and I showed this slide at American College of Lifestyle Medicine, I showed this same slide at American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, I'll show this same slide when I go to London to talk at the NRF2 conference next month, the scientists there will go, well, of course, we know this. We've known this for 10 years, that those high-dose supplements are not good, that they're causing damage, that they're killing people. People shouldn't be doing that. But people are doing that. Do you know why? Because they don't know. Exactly. They don't know any better. They don't know that there's another option. And so once they do realize, this story is going to flip. It's going to flip into the public domain. And all those 20 radio programs that didn't know it in March, they're going to know it. And the average person on the street is going to know, wait a minute, I still need to protect myself. I still want to have healthy cells. I still want to maintain that balanced state in my body because I know that that's good. That just makes logical sense. And I know I shouldn't do it with this. This is causing problems. What do I do? Right? Once they know that NRF2 option is available for them, where are they going to go? Here. There's only one place to go. All of those roads lead right back to LifeVantage. And so that's the opportunity that We've built that over the last 5 years with all of the studies, all the infrastructure, you know, the national, the NASDAQ listing, all of that kind of stuff is just building to that opportunity that's going to explode once this story becomes mainstream press. So this is the NRF2 pathway. This is what we're doing, right? Remember, there's, Laura said there's going to be a quiz later, so I'll leave this up there for a minute. It's wicked complicated, right? And we didn't even know. You know, you can't fault people for never having heard of this before, because we didn't even know about the NRF2 pathway. Certainly 20 years ago, maybe even 15 years ago, we're still a little bit foggy on it, right? So the fact that we're so fully ensconced in it here at LifeVantage is really, it doesn't make a lot of sense, to be perfectly honest with you, that we're as far advanced in it as a lifestyle kind of a company. Here's NRF2 right here inside your cells. Way to think about NRF2 is to think about it as if it were a thermostat inside every single one of your cells that is sensing cellular stress. And when the body senses that, when the body says it's under stress, that NRF2 pathway should turn on and produce a whole bunch of things that'll protect you. Produce all of these enzymes down here. Things like glutathione, things like heme oxygenase, things like catalase, superoxide dismutase. Those are just a few of them. There's a whole bunch of other ones. Plus, there's another section of protective proteins that we just generally refer to as housekeeping proteins. They're things that some of them protect you from the damage, and some of them clean up the damage that slips through. It's kind of a 1-2 effect, and I'll get into that in a little bit when I show you some true science data. So here's a little more simplified way of looking at it, but still, it's still pretty, I know, it's still pretty complicated, right? That's a little more simple. So what we've got going on here is this is superoxide. This is one of the most damaging of all the free radicals, one of the most potentially lethal reactive oxygen molecules in the environment. Our bodies make this. All of us are making this right now as we sit here, and it as long as you're breathing, right? Keep breathing. But know that about 3-4% of all the oxygen that you're taking in right now is leaking out as this. And if we didn't have this guy right here, superoxide dismutase, this would kill us. This would cause too much cellular damage for that cell to be viable, to continue living. And so we wouldn't be here having this conversation. But we've got a family of these enzymes. We've got superoxide dismutase, we've got catalase, we've got glutathione, we've got a lot of other ones that aren't even on here that protect us from the air we breathe, the metabolism that we do, the bad diets that we have, the stress that we encounter. All of this is protecting our bodies from the world that we live in, and hopefully keeping us healthy in the face of that stressful world. The problem with this pathway is that we don't activate it as often as we should because of the stressful world we live in. As we age, we produce less of the protein that turns this on, the NRF2 protein. So older people have less of that protein to begin with, but older people also have probably the best way to describe it is an inefficiency at activating it. So think about the old thermostat in your house, right? If it's an old thermostat, sometimes it doesn't work well, and you have to go, okay, good, now it's working, right? You have to give it a little. That's what Protandim is doing throughout your whole body. That's what True Science is doing on your skin. That's what Axio is doing in your brain. We're able to go and improve the efficiency of that switch, of that NRF2 switch, so we can turn this process on to protect us and clean up the damage. And it looks like this when we look at it in sort of a cartoon fashion. Any of those ingredients in I have Protandim here, but in any of those products, are transmitted through the cell by a cell surface receptor through this protein called a kinase. Here's your NRF2 pathway. And sometimes I call it is a protein, but we call it a pathway sometimes. People have asked me, they go, is it a protein or is it a pathway? The little red dot that you see there is the actual NRF2 protein, but this whole system is the NRF2 pathway. So you can think of this NRF2 plus Keep1, that's your thermostat right there. We're activating that system, so the NRF2 will travel down into the nucleus where your DNA, your genetic material is, and it attaches to a very specific part of the DNA called the antioxidant response element. And that's the signal for your body to start producing those enzymes, those protective enzymes, those cleanup proteins, give your body that it's kind of like a cellular tune-up in a way, that you're getting more efficient, cleaner running cells, basically, is one way to think about it. We can measure all of this. We can measure the translocation of the NRF2 protein. We can measure from the cytosol into the nucleus. We can measure the level of the NRF2 protein. We can measure its attachment and its activation to the ARE. We can measure the level of these enzymes that it's producing. And we can measure the level of damage or less damage throughout the entire cell. We can measure it in the DNA, we can measure it in the cell membrane, we can measure it all over the place. So there's lots and lots of ways that we can and have quantified that our products work in all of these different ways. So these are the five ingredients in Protandim. Same five ingredients plus others that we have in True Science. Does anyone know why these five? They showed the most ability to open the pathway. Well, yeah, kind of. We've known for a long time that turmeric is a NRF2 activator, right? Because of the main bioactive curcumin, but also others. We've known for a long time that green tea is a NRF2 activator, mostly because of the EGCG, which is one of several catechins. But so when we say that we've got, you know, I've got five biochemical structures up there. It's not that we have only these five. We have these five herbal extracts and hundreds of bioactive compounds. The thing that we're covered by with our worldwide patents is that if you were to just look at that, what you would guess would happen is that if somebody started taking curcumin and EGCG and Bacopa and etc., you'd get an additive effect. You'd get one NRF2 activating, two, three, four, five. You get a 5x effect. The subject of our patents are that we don't get an additive effect, five. We get a synergistic effect. We get 13, 15, 18. That's the invention that was discovered several years ago that forms the basis of this idea of NRF2 synergy. The pharmaceutical companies in January are going to be fascinated by this idea because that's something that is... Not where pharmaceutical companies like to go. They don't like synergy. They like just one thing that works very, very powerfully, a synthetic sort of a chemical. Just a different sort of a mindset. So we can measure that, right? So I mentioned to you that there's lots of ways we can measure the activity of these products. This is one way that we do it. And this is one of the reasons that I was up late last night, because we got some new data from our lab showing a different kind of synergy in a different product that we're working on, but goes right along the same sort of motif here. What you're looking at is, remember that ARE that I showed you before, that antioxidant response element? This is an assay that shows, are we activating that element in the DNA? And what we can do is we can look at all of the different isolated ingredients. So we know, look, ashwagandha is a lovely NRF2 activator. Black pepper works very well. Milk thistle, a little bit lower, but you can still see that it's having a very nice effect. All of these are known NRF2 activators. Awesome. But then when you look at the Protandim formulations, the blend, the five-ingredient blend that we use here in the United States, or the Japan blend, in Japan, because of regulatory reasons, we have to take out the ashwagandha because there it's regulated like a natural medicine, and we have to replace it with something, and we decided on a black pepper extract. Where is it? There it is, a black pepper extract. That took a long time to figure out. What can we replace it with so that we maintain the synergy? Lots and lots and lots of iterations of scientific studies. And what we find is, look at what the US formula and the Japan formula do when you apply the full five-ingredient blend. Not only do you get a multi-fold induction of the NRF2 pathway, separate from or in greater amounts than any of these individual ingredients, but you also get it at a much lower dose. This is one of the things that's so fascinating to me about Protandim, is that we can get such a massive effect at such a low level of each one of those ingredients because they're blended in such a synergistic way. And that's one of the things that it just makes my blood boil when somebody grabs a bottle of Protandim and they go, oh yeah, 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 I know those five things. I'll just go down to the Whole Foods and get them myself, right, and mix it up. Good Lord, right? First of all, it's gonna cost them more to do that than what we're selling this for. It's put together in a very scientifically validated, synergistic ratio, right? So it's not just the five. It's the level of the five, it's the potency of the five, and it's the purity of the five. If you don't have all of that, if you're just gonna try to do it yourself, good luck. I mean, it's not gonna happen. Plus then we have all the 20 studies that show that it works in all of these different tissues. All right, I'm going to stop there because I could get really crazy about it. We can also look at it this way. So that last slide, this one is looking at the induction of that entire pathway. We can also go and we can look at the production in the cells of specific enzymes. So this one is heme oxygenase. I'll show you a couple other enzymes in just a minute. And what we're looking at here is here's the individual ingredients. Here's what bacopa does. Here's what green tea does. Here's what milk thistle does, etc. And you can see that there's an effect. We know they're NRF2 activators. If I didn't have this big scary bar over here of the Protandim blend showing that 18-fold induction of the production of that protective enzyme, these ones would actually look pretty good. But when you put it up against the blend, it doesn't look like they're doing anything at all, right? So that's the secret of what we've got going on here, that synergy. Yeah, I can go back to that. And so, you know, that's all great that we can show this kind of effect, right? Tell me when you're ready. Okay. But we want to be able to prove it over and over and over again. It's one thing to get a couple of good hits. It's another thing to get a couple of good enzyme levels. But we want to make sure that happens in every single tissue in the body. We want to make sure that it happens in the lungs. We want to make sure it happens in the cerebral blood vessels. We want to make sure that it happens in the arteries. We want to make sure it happens throughout the whole body. And that's what all of these studies show. On the specific Protandim blend, we see this benefit across every tissue that we've looked at, leading us to say, yes, it really does happen throughout the entire body, which is what the subject of this study is. This study is what happens when somebody swallows one of those yellow tablets every day for a period of time. And what I'm going to show you are two different time points here. The first time point is 120 days. And the reason it's 120 days when we're looking at the enzyme levels is because we're measuring these in red blood cells. Red blood cells turn over every 30 to 60 days. So by the end of 120 days, you have a whole new set of blood cells compared to what you started with at day zero. And so what this means is that these blood cells have been supplemented for the entire time. Does that make sense to everybody? Yeah. So we're measuring it in that tissue, so to speak, that tissue of your whole blood supply. What we see is that when people supplement with Protandim, one tablet a day, you get a 34% increase in superoxide dismutase. You get a 54% improvement in catalase. These are two of the most potent, most protective of the body's own endogenous internal antioxidant enzymes. So that's awesome, right? That we can have such a profound increase in a relatively short period of time. But I'll guarantee you guys, not a single person woke up here at day 120 and hopped out of bed and went, oh yeah, my catalase feels awesome today, right? We don't feel that. We can't feel this protection going on in our body. And that's one of the big, big problems of our business is that you can't feel that. You can't see it. You can't reach out and say, oh my gosh, look at the free radicals that are coming at me today, right? What you feel is the accumulation of damage until something breaks, right? And if that damage is happening in your cartilage, what breaks is your flexibility. And if it's happening in your neurons in your brain, what breaks is your memory and your focus. And if it happens in your skin, what breaks is your wrinkles and you look older, right? So those are all examples of oxidative stress, cellular imbalancing that's happening in all those different tissues. So that's why we do all these darn studies, so that we can prove to people, look, even if you're not feeling it necessarily. And lots of people do feel it. We hear amazing stories from people. But if you're not feeling it, there's 20 studies showing us that it's doing something healthy in your body. So keep taking it so that you don't have to break before you believe that something is going to happen to you. Okay? So there's the enzyme levels. That's great. This basically tells us we have a bigger shield to protect us from all those sources of cellular stress around us. But let's look at the cellular stress. Let's look and see if that increase in protection is actually having a protective effect. So we can look at this. This is looking at the level of oxidative stress or cellular damage measured by something called T-bars. T-bars is a way that we can measure how much cell membrane damage you have on average throughout your entire body. Okay, so the one downside of T-bars is that you don't know where that damage is coming from. You don't know if that damage is coming from the liver or the skin or the muscles or the brain or wherever. You just know that it's happening somewhere in the body, which is why we do all these studies. All these 20 studies are showing us that it's happening throughout the whole body in every single tissue. So when we have an average number, like what we're going to look at here, we know that it's happening a little bit everywhere. Okay? Logical so far to everybody? What do you see immediately in terms of the level of cellular damage and age? 20-year-old, 40-year-old, 60-year-olds, 80-year-olds?
It increases.
It increases. Why?
More free radicals
in your body, more time on the planet, right? You've been around getting kicked around by the earth for more years, right? You've been in the sun longer, you've been metabolizing more, you've been breathing more, you've been breathing more secondhand smoke, you've been eating more french fries, you've been drinking more soda. All of that stuff accumulates the damage throughout your body. There's also, right, the wonky thermostat, right? An 80-year-old has a thermostat that's not quite as sensitive. That Nrf2 pathway can't turn on as readily. And you have less of it to begin with. You have less of that Nrf2 protein in an aging body than a 20-year-old body. So some people will say to me, well, you know, are there any 20-year-olds in here? Yeah, so, you know, you might be sitting there. I hope you're not sitting there thinking this, but it'd be very logical for you to think, I'm 20 years old. I'm bulletproof, right? I don't need this stuff. Maybe, right? But there's another side of that story, which is, you know what? If you're here, why do you want to get yourself all the way out here before you fix the problem and try to drive yourself back, right? If cellular balance is all about maintaining that balance before we have that problem, I want to get every 20-year-old in it. I get my kids in it. My kids are 16 and 13, and they get this every single morning. They get it in their smoothies, and they kind of give me the hairy eyeball because they know that I just slipped something into their smoothie. But I know it's good for them. So we can look at this over time, and we can ask people before they're supplemented with Protandim, were they taking other antioxidant supplements to begin with? And when we ask them specifically about vitamin E and vitamin C, this is what we see. Not only do they not have less oxidative stress, they have more. And that is probably because, remember the studies I showed you before about more lung cancer, more prostate cancer, more skin cancer, when you're taking the high doses of these things. What we think is going on is that having these high doses of external, what we call exogenous antioxidants, is maybe interfering with the body's ability to activate its own protective mechanisms. And so if you have a lot of that stuff on board, you know, I don't get me wrong, E and C are still important. I want you to eat your almonds to get your E, and I want you to eat an orange to get your C, and eat your strawberries and things like that. But don't supplement with those high levels, because our bodies have all the machinery already built in to protect ourselves if we can just find that switch and activate it. And that's exactly what we're doing when we give people Protandim. So here's 30 days of supplementation. And what you see very clearly is that now you can't tell an 80-year-old cell from a 20-year-old cell on a biochemical level. If that right there isn't an anti-aging effect, I don't know what is. That is why, I mean, that's astonishing. So here's a line that I pulled right out of this scientific publication, Remarkably, this age-dependent increase in T-bars was almost completely abolished by pertandem treatment, with an overall average reduction of the oxidative stress marker by 40%. So this is how we're able to say as a company, reduce oxidative stress by 40% in 30 days. This is the paper that it comes from. This is the data that it's based on. And it's, I mean, when you look at that, like, looking at that gives me goosebumps. I know that sounds kind of pathetic, right? That something like that makes me as excited as it makes me. But I mean, you don't see that kind of a very profound biological, biochemical effect from, you know, weeds and seeds, right? It just, that shouldn't be as powerful as it is, but it is, and we have the data to show that. And that gives us the opportunity to, if we wanted to just stay there and just have a Nrf2 company and just have a Protandem company and build a company around just that, that would be a $1 billion company. Legitimately, people say that kind of stuff all the time. Legitimately, because there's one Nrf2 activating drug on the market, and it's already a multi-billion-dollar brand. And there are plenty of them in the pipeline. This is one of the reasons I'm really excited to go to this conference in London, because all the drug folks are going to be there. And they're going to be talking about the compounds that they're developing to activate Nrf2 to protect the liver, to protect the brain, to protect the kidney, to protect the muscles. And we're doing it on average throughout the entire body with our natural blend. It's a really, really exciting time to be involved in the company. So why wouldn't we just stay there? So this is what our product development strategy looks like, is to say, look, if we can balance the cells in that very fundamentally different way, where could we build from there? So in my very first interview with the company, which was over a year ago now, I'm just about to have my one-year anniversary in a couple of weeks. I sat down with Doug Robinson, and we had lunch, and he said to me, he asked me that. He goes, look, you've known about Protandem for a long time. You've known about what we're doing here at LifeVantage, because it's so different what we're doing here. Everybody in the entire industry is looking to see how we grow this. And so I've known about the science behind the product for a long time. And he said, should we be a Nrf2 company? Should we stay just with Protandem? And I said, I hope not, because the opportunity is so much bigger than that. It's big enough to build a $1 billion cellular balance health business. But then on top of that, you can build into these other areas, because if your cells are healthier, you're going to be able to help people feel better in a very unique, different way than anybody else can. You'll be able to help people look better, look their best, and perform their best in very, very different ways. So this is, from a business opportunity, I think you guys should look at that and say, look, that's three or four different businesses under the LifeVantage umbrella. You could build into all of those. You could build into one of those. You could focus on just doing a cosmetics business if you wanted to. You could focus on just an energy or a feel-better business. You could focus on just an anti-aging business. Whatever it really lights you up, that's what we have the opportunity to do here. So let me talk about each one of those real briefly. Are we still okay on time?
Yeah.
Okay. So When we look at the look your best category, the true science category, no matter how we measure this, and we've measured it lots and lots of different ways, when we look at the main outcomes that people are looking for with a topical, with a skin cream kind of a product, smooth skin, firm skin, young skin, even skin tone, less fine lines and wrinkles, no matter how we slice and dice our data from our clinical trials, we are at 4 weeks and at 8 weeks, we are as good or better than any of the top tier prestige cosmetic brands that are out there. As good or better than any of them. And I put that up there because people, I think, will sometimes look and go, well, LifeVantage started with Protandem. So it's really a nutrition company that's trying to do skincare, right? We have a vision for being a multi-billion-dollar global cosmetics business just as much as we're doing the nutrition products. And we can prove it with stuff like this. These are companies that are cosmetics companies, and we're getting results that are just as good or better than them at many, many times the cost. These guys are all charging way, way more than what we're charging for true science. People who know the cosmetics category will look at what we have on offer with our true science line of four products, and they go, really? You guys should be charging double for what you are charging right now, especially because of how it works. Look at the effect we're getting from people who use the product for 4 weeks or 8 weeks. 7 to 8 to 9 out of 10 people at 4 weeks are getting these benefits that you see. Younger looking skin, more even skin tone, softer skin, etc. And then when they use it for 2 months, it's 8 to 9, almost 10 out of 10 people are getting those benefits. How in the world can it be working that good, that fast? The reason is, okay, now you have to promise you're not going to share this with anybody else, because this is non-approved language that I'm going to talk about for 3 slides. We're in kind of a quandary right now as a company, because our topical products, the True Science products, are doing things they're not supposed to do, right? In the cosmetics world, all a cosmetic is supposed to do is make you look pretty. Right? It's supposed to change the appearance of your skin. So you'll see in the language is always the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles. Right? They're not really going away, just the appearance of them being there is going away. Unfortunately, with True Science, they're actually going away. And the reason they are is because we're inducing a healing effect in the skin, and we're not supposed to be doing that. That's a drug effect. And so we actually are, the reason I'm sharing this with you very openly is because we're trying to figure out internally how we can talk about our data without stepping over the lines, right? We want to be able to give people as much information about how these products are actually working, but we want to stay within where the regulations are. So what you're looking at here is the level of Nrf2 protein in the skin after it's been treated with different regimens. And so what the regimens are is nothing, untreated skin, a skin that's been treated with a skin cream with the base without the Nrf2 activation ingredients in it, and then the actual True Science formulation, which is this cream with the Nrf2 activators. And what you see here is a very clear, very dramatic increase in showing that there's more Nrf2 in the skin. There's more of that protective thermostat, more of that switch to activate our body's production of those antioxidant enzymes. Does that make sense to everybody? So this shouldn't be happening, right? No other cosmetic in the world can show that kind of a biological effect. The skin is making more of its own protective proteins, okay? Pretty good. When we look at damage, remember I said before there's lots of ways we can measure damage in a tissue. This is looking at something called thymine dimers. This is looking at damage to your DNA, damage to your genetic material. And what we're showing here is untreated skin has a certain level of DNA damage after we blast it with ultraviolet light, right? To induce that damage. That's going to happen to every one of us as soon as we leave here. We're going to go out, the sun's going to be in the sky, it's going to blast us, it's going to start causing damage in our DNA. Untreated skin, you're going to get this level. If you're using just a regular sort of a moisturizing cream, you're going to get this level. Not any better than untreated. When you use True Science, you're going to get this substantially, almost a halving of the DNA damage in the skin. So this is showing us two things. We're getting less DNA damage. I'm not going to show you a slide about the next piece because it's a little bit dangerous. The next slide would show not only are we having less DNA damage, when we do have the damage, the skin repairs that DNA at a much faster rate, right? So it's not just about protecting, it's about healing. It's about regeneration, I just heard somebody over here say. It's about rejuvenation. No cosmetic on the market anywhere in the world does that, right? It's the same exact thing that's happening throughout the entire body with Protandim. We're able to measure it in the skin. And the thing that's cool about this is that you can see that in the mirror on your actual face in 4 weeks. And I hope that'll get people to do is say, if I can see that, imagine what's happening in my arteries. Imagine what's happening in my neurons. Imagine what's happening in all the tissues that I can't see and can't feel and can't look at in the mirror. So I'm gonna skip over that one. Okay. And the last sort of platform is, well, not the last one, the next one, the feel your best category, right? So this is where Axio plays. This is a big, big category. It's one I've studied for a lot of my career. The number one reason that people go to see their doctors is because they're tired, stressed, and depressed. They feel off. How many physicians are there in the room? I know I've seen a couple. Yeah, so one of the problems with being a doc these days, I have a lot of friends who are physicians. Your patients come to you and they have that. They're off, right? And they'll say that sometimes. They'll go, "Doc, I don't know what it is, doc. I just feel off." And that poor healthcare practitioner doesn't have the ability to go over and grab something and say, oh, here's the pill that's going to cure off. Right? There isn't anything for that. And so what you end up getting is, if your mood is off, you get one of these. Every single one of those is over $1 billion in sales. If your ability to relax and get rid of the tension of the day and go to sleep is off, you might get one of these. Multi-billion dollar categories. If your ability to focus is off and you have that brain fog and you can't stay on task, you might get one of these. Multi-billion dollars in every single instance. And then these, of course, we self-medicate with if we're feeling off and we're feeling fatigued. All of that together is $100 billion in the United States alone, every single year. And so when we look at something like Axio, what we wanted to do is think about energy, think about vigor, think about chi, think about people feeling their best and feeling motivated to get out there and do something in a much more holistic term. It's not just energy. It's a little bit of energy. It's a little bit of mood. It's a little bit of stress resilience. It's a little bit of mental focus. It's a little bit of all of that wrapped up into one. And so, you know, we refer to Axio as if it's an energy drink, but what it really is a motivation drink, because it works in a similar way to what Protandim does and a similar way to what True Science does. It takes a matrix effect, all of these different bioactives, to come together in a synergistic way to give you that motivation back, to either extend it or restore it or promote it in the body. And this is what some of our data looks like. We've got a couple of studies underway right now, but this is one that we just released when we launched the product. You can see that people are feeling that energy come back into their bodies very quickly, within 15 to 30 minutes. You can see that it's lasting a long time, no matter which flavor you take. It's lasting for hours in people. We see that it's not just a feeling of energy, though. It's a feeling of not having the jitters, right? Because you could give people energy, but you could make them feel sort of irritable and tense and anxious. We don't want to do that. So they're getting energy. They're not getting jitters. They're getting a very profound mental focus effect. And then this one, this feeling of accomplishing more, that's that motivation effect. On the days when you're using Axio, you feel like you're able to get more done. That's a physical thing, and it's a mental thing, and it's a motivation thing happening all at once. I'm going to skip over this one. These are just some of the things that people say when they use the product. So I'm going to tease you just real quick, and then I'm going to wrap it up. We're working on something right now that I think is going to change the face of not just the company, but our whole industry. And it's a perform your best category. When I say perform your best, what do you guys think of? Sports. Yeah, athletes. Mental. Concentration. Somebody usually yells out sex. Hey, it's performance, right? When I think about performance, I work with a lot of elite athletes, but what all right, now it's gone completely off the rails because now you're all thinking about sex. I should know my audience better, right? When I think about performance, I think every single person should want to have the highest level of performance doing whatever they want to do, whether that's your hobby, whether that's being with your family, whether it's volunteering at your church, whatever it is, you should be at the highest level of peak performance. When we think about performance, it's a similar idea in R&D. It's a similar idea to this idea of cellular balance. We want to maintain metabolic balance, metabolic performance, because if you're not performing well and your cells are out of balance, this is the kind of stuff that happens. Whether it's stress from being overoxidized or overinflamed or too much blood sugar fluctuations or too many stress hormones or whatever the case may be, your body gets into a state that we just generally refer to as being catabolic. Low level of stress, you have great cells and great tissues that can heal themselves when they want to. I've showed you some data to that effect. But when you're out of balance, when your metabolism is not in balance, when you don't have that good metabolic performance, you become catabolic and the tissues actually break down. They become damaged and they can't bounce back. They become you get on a slow downward slope where you're more damage, more damage, more damage. And I show you here neurons because they're very visual. You can see that the one on the right doesn't look as healthy as the one on the left. because of the cellular stress that's under and the tissue's inability to bounce back against that. It happens in every single tissue. Nerves in the brain, skin, muscles, bones, arteries, every single tissue is going to break down faster when it's under cellular stress and it's out of balance, except for this one. That's our abdominal fat. This one becomes anabolic and it grows in response to cellular stress. So when we're over-oxidized, it's easier to gain this. When we're over-inflamed, it's easier to gain this. When we're overstressed, it's easier to gain this. And it's very difficult to get rid of until you go in there and rebalance that metabolism. So I'm a nutritionist and a physiologist. I know that exercise is important for this. I know that nutrition is important for this. How many people have tried that? Eat better, exercise more. How's it worked for you? Not great, right? So it works to a point, and then you might hit a weight loss plateau. It works to a point, and then you start gaining it back. Because what a lot of people are missing is that third leg of the stool, that metabolic balance piece. If you can get the metabolism to perform the way it's supposed to perform, that diet and exercise regimen gains more traction, and you're finally able to lose that. That's what we're working on that's going to change the industry next year. So that's it. I'm gonna wrap it up here by re-emphasizing something I said at the beginning, which is don't think you need to become the nutritionist or the physiologist or the cosmetics expert or whoever to do the business, right? We have all of these studies either completed or underway or just about to start around the world so that we can show you guys how these products work in very, very different ways. You have a whole R&D department that's on top of this. We have all of these audio files. These are all the audio files from the National Radio Tour that I did back in March. These are on the LifeVantage website right now. You can listen to them yourself. You can download the MP3. You can send somebody the link if they're an audio person and they want to get the information from an audio file. If they're more of a video person, we have a series of these LifeVantage Lab videos that go live every couple of weeks. And if you have ideas for them, send them in so we can do more and more videos to spread this word in ways where you don't have to become the expert on the product. You can just press play or send a link or give this information to people in a way that they want. We have these booklets that are for people who want to read the information. All the 20 Protandem studies are summarized here. This new energy is about that motivation effect that Axio gives you. And then you know, all kinds of other social media ways. And this is my last slide, which is, you know, a lot of people have already talked about this concept here this morning, which is if we can get someone to feel their best and look their best and perform their best, what we're really getting that person to do is become the best future version of themselves, right? That kind of, whether you want to call that personal development or lifestyle design or whatever it is, when this happens, when you get someone to become that much better of themselves, it literally is life-changing for them, right? If I can get you to feel better, that's a win, right? You feel better, I feel better because I helped you feel better, awesome. But with this company and the model that we have the opportunity to do that for thousands of people, for millions of people around the world. And that, I mean, the fact that we can take these little weeds and seeds and do some studies and change lives around the world, that is what gets me out of bed every morning for real to come out here and do this with you guys. So thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Yeah, let's do the quiz. I got him. Thanks, you guys. Thank you. All right. So I know you guys were paying attention, taking notes. This is the quiz. Does anyone want to, the whiteboard's here. Who wants to draw the NRF2 pathway? No? No. All right, so there's prizes. There's prizes for people answering these questions, right? So what's the first one to shout it out? What's the name of the protein that serves as the master regulator of the antioxidant response?
NRF. You pick.
Where the woman who just stood up and right here? She said NRF2 first.
Okay.
All right. I didn't specifically say this in my talk, but Is it best to take Protandim with food or without food? With food, right here. Why? For absorption, right? Some of those compounds I put up there, like curcumin, for example, is fat soluble. And if you have a little bit of fat in your diet, you're going to absorb more of it. You're going to get more of that effect. What's the best way to answer a prospect when they ask, can I take Protandim with my medications? Will it interfere with any of my medications?
You got to play it somewhere.
Yeah, this is terrible. I think you got it right there. Yeah, talk to your doctor. And the reason for that is, right, even though we don't have any fear that it's going to interact with or interfere with because we're using such low levels of each one of those, what happens in a lot of people is as their body comes back into balance, right, they've been medicated in an unbalanced state. Now they're coming back into balance. It might be a good time for them to go back to their doctor and say, hey, look, I'm feeling better. I think my body's performing better. Maybe it's time for a readjustment. This is what I've been using. So you need to have that conversation with your healthcare provider. And then the last question, do the Axio products contain NRF2 ingredients?
Yes.
Yes. How many prizes do we have?
One left.
All right, so wait. You can all try Axio. If someone can tell me what the most potent of the NRF2 activators in Axio is. Not green tea, not turmeric, not ashwagandha, no, in Axio, not in Protandim, not quercetin, pine bark, yes. Thanks, you guys.
Things I want to cover. Let's look at our last value buzz. Uh-oh.